Well, before we go, there's just enough time for a little pop quiz to exercise the gray matter. Quick, who came up with this passionate sentence advocating freedom?
I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it.
If you said the French historian and philosopher Voltaire, you would be wrong, which is what editor Fred Shapiro discovered when he was putting together the Yale Book of Quotations in 2006. Now, the book, which will be updated in the future, seeks to be a place to find out who said what and also to point out who didn't. So who really said the quote attributed to Voltaire? Here's Fred.
The real originator of that was a woman, Evelyn Beatrice Hall, who wrote a book in 1906 called The Friends of Voltaire. Those were her words summarizing Voltaire's attitude.
And this is part of a pattern, as Fred writes in the latest Yale Alumni magazine, familiar phrases attributed to famous men that were actually originated by much less famous women. Take this 1946 speech by Winston Churchill that famously characterized countries under the influence of the Soviet Union.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent.
Churchill did not come up with that phrase. It goes back to 1920, soon after the Russian Revolution. An English suffragette, Ethel Snowden, used it in her 1920 book, Through Bolshevik Russia. She said, "We were behind the Iron Curtain at last."
Some common proverbs also came from women, including "no time like the present" and "no man is a hero to his valet." In fact, Bartlett's familiar quotations, the reference work we used to find out who said what, originally written by a man, John Bartlett, right? Wrong.
He very heavily took this from an earlier quotation book by an English woman named Isabella Rushton Preston, but no one talks about Preston's quotations. They talk about Bartlett's quotations.
And then this musical note. This is, of course, the theme song to the film New York, New York. It contains a line quoted by actors everywhere.
If I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
The composing team of John Kander and Fred Ebb wrote the song in 1977, but the idea of New York as a place to succeed in came much earlier.
The actress Julie Newmar in 1959 was quoted by the New York Times. She said, "If you make it here, you make it anywhere. That's why I came to New York."
For the record, Julie Newmar did make it in New York. She appeared in several Broadway shows in the 1950s and 60s. And, of course, you may know her name from this television role.
Catwoman is not like the others. I'll show you how to clip Batman and Robin's wings. I will prevail.
It's amazing when you pull a thread where it takes you. Anyway, one last thought from the Yale Book of Quotations editor Fred Shapiro. He wants to make it clear. He did compile the quotes, but he had a lot of help from his female research editors. To read more, go to hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.